Good evening. Welcome back. Welcome back yet to another Throne Room Wednesday. We are so elated you could be here. We're back in the Apple Valley studio with the Dr. Bishop Alfred Moore tonight in the prayer room. This is what we are all about as we engage and enter into the throne room. We are taking you up into the upper room. We'd like to let you know that all your prayers, petitions, your conversations, communications, testimonies, kind words tonight will be taken up to the upper room tonight as we take all those prayers to the throne of grace. Tonight is October the 11th, 2023, and today is our 13th anniversary here on Blog Talk Radio. We have 13 years today. October 11th, 2023 was our 2010 was our first ever show, and October the 11th, 2023, we are celebrating 13 wonderful years on this broadcast, and we are elated that we have 13 successful years here. You stood by us through the test of times, and for that, we want to say thank you, and thank you, because you guys have stood through the test of times with us through everything above and beyond, and we are grateful for 13 strong years here on this platform. And first, we want to thank God for giving us this. He is our Lord and Savior. We want to thank God for him making this possible. When it didn't look like it could be, he kept all things with the radio show intact. Even when we had the hiatus for 6 months, due to technological difficulties, the Lord knew but God. And he allowed us to still be able to come back into the room, give you prayer on Wednesday nights, and give you Bible teaching and Bible study on Thursday nights with Dr. Bishop Osamar. So we're just grateful. We're all things grateful. We're all things above and under the sun. Just so elated that you could be here with us each and every single night. And for that, we want to thank you for you guys being eligible to be on the air with us each and every night. That is an amazing thing that you guys have supported us for 13 years. I'm just elated tonight that you guys have had the opportunity to be with us. This is so great, 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 great. And now it is time for my portion, and I'm so elated. My portion tonight, we're going to talk about inspiration time, because inspiration, that's something that I like to do to inspire you guys. I like to just come on and just inspire you guys with what a topic I might be thinking about, something that the Lord can give me. However, I just really like to inspire you guys. That's my little portion segment of the show, and it means a lot to me. And hopefully when I give out the inspiration, hopefully it's something that you can indeed become inspired about. What is the power of prayer? Now, we know right now in our country, not in the United States of America, but in our world, Israel is fighting with the Hamas right now, and they need our prayers. Daily, we need to plead for them. But when we talk about the power of prayer, in other words, who you become, the circumstances in your life, and the court of your whole character, your spiritual character, are determined by what you talk to God about. According to the Bible, the power of prayer is quite simply the power of God, who can hear you and answer that prayer, because God will answer the prayer. Now, what is the power of prayer, you wonder? And how can prayer bring a person back to life? How can prayer heal the sick? How does prayer comfort those who are anxious or sinking into the depths of depression? And why do Christians pray for their future spouses or pray prayers of protection over their children, Psalms 91? And as they send them off to school, how can prayer impact those who don't know Jesus or help them in a time of crisis like a pandemic, like the war over there right now with Gaza, that's in Israel against the Hamas? Well, this is a pivotal scripture where things can be found. In Matthew chapter 18, verses 18 to 20, Jesus tells us about the power of prayer when he said, "Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them." That's also like we say in my church, where two or three are assembled, God will be in the midst. Now, so when you're praying, what follows after prayer? First off, if it's a tremendous prayer, something that's so importante, you want to leave that prayer at the feet of Jesus. Don't keep bringing it up if you have a situation. Don't go to everybody. When you pray, leave it at the feet of Jesus, number one. Number two, you need faith, the grain of a mustard seed. You know how small a mustard seed is? If you haven't seen the size of a mustard seed, please Google it. Go on your iPhones and your Samsungs and your Androids and Google the real size of a grain of a mustard seed. That small minute is the amount of faith. It's like the woman with the little mite. When it was time to give the offering, she only had the one little bit, but she knew if she gave it from her heart. Also like the woman who said, "If I could touch the hem of his garment." That woman just knew after all her years of suffering, I think it was 12, if I'm not mistaken, I could be on the exact number. I think it was about 12. She suffered 12 long years, and she said, "If I could just touch the hem of this garment," just touching Jesus' garment, she thought she would be healed. Now, there are dozens of real-life accounts in the Bible where Jesus and other disciples battled in prayer. God did shut the heavens and prevented rain from falling for 3 years at Elijah's request. He parted the Red Sea for Moses to lead his people through. He cast out demons. Jesus healed the sick, like he gave the blind man sight. He raised Lazarus from the dead. There are so many different reasons why the power of prayer. Now, we do realize that the power that we have is available to us when we take authority in prayer. Go into your prayer closet, like I always say. Your prayer closet could be in your mind. It can be in an actual physical room. It could be at the altar at church. That's your time with God. When you're talking to God, that can be your prayer. So exactly, again, what is the power of prayer? The power of prayer isn't the words you utter. It's not about what you pray or even how you pray. Prayer can be defined as a conversation with God, like you and I have a conversation on this broadcast. That can be the same thing you're learning when you're talking with God. But it's also much more than that. Prayer is an act of worship that glorifies God and reinforces our need for God. Through living a life of prayer, we communicate with the very source and purpose of our existence. It is our fiercest weapon against the enemy and all things in the fallen world. Another well-known thing is, in other words, when you become the circumstances in your life and the core of your character, they're all determined by what you talk to God about. According to the Bible, the power of prayer is quite simply the power of God, who hears and answers prayers. Now, in my closing, consider this. Luke 1:37. The Lord God Almighty can do all things. There is nothing impossible for him. The character and heart of God is the very fabric of the gospel. Now, what is the gospel? It is the good news. We spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, when we close our eyes and get on our knees, the Spirit of God whispers, I am Lord, the God of all mankind. Is there anything too hard for me? No, there is nothing too hard for God. Like the bishop always says in my church, there is nothing too hard that God can't do. It is as if to say our hearts, no need is too great or too small. And finally, God asks us to pray. He invites, encourages, and wants us to talk to him. We are to come to him in faith, James 1:5, with persistence, Luke 18:1, with thanksgiving, Philippians 4:6, within his will, Matthew 6:10, and from a heart that is right with God, James 5:16. In fact, Luke 18:1, we read, and he, Jesus, told them a parable to the effect that they ought to always pray and not lose heart. Hebrews 4:14-16 talks about Jesus as our high priest and says he can sympathize with us. And finally, one of the greatest scriptures that will help you through a rough day, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. That means no matter what my day is like, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. So remember those scriptures, remember this inspiration, and I hope something in the inspiration about the power of prayer inspired you to at least pray a little more, read the Bible a little more, get an understanding for yourself just a little bit more than what you have right now. Get that amazing understanding with God, because I'm not the preacher nor the teacher. I just like to inspire you if I find something that's inspiring. I love you guys, and thank you for listening to Inspiration Wednesday. The doctor is in now, and he's ready to take all your prayers and your petitions to the throne of grace. God bless you all.
God bless you in Radio Land tonight. Amen, amen. We have heard a word of inspiration tonight. Inspire your soul, amen, for what this young lady, amen, has brought to you tonight. And tonight is Wednesday night, amen. This is Dr. Moore coming to you, thanking God for one more time to be able to come to you, praise the Lord, and pray with you. And take your petition along with you to the throne of grace. As she was talking tonight, amen, on prayer, prayer, prayer. If you want, amen, your prayer to be answered. Let me turn, amen, to the Bible and confirm with what she just says. In, amen, St. John, the 15th chapter. He said, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. If you want, your prayer is to be answered tonight. You must abide in the word of God. Other words, he's saying, don't talk about this thing, but live it. If you want the Lord to deliver you and your surrounding and the circumstances that we are facing, let us make sure, amen, we are abiding in the word of God. Abide in me. And I in you, as the branch, we are the branch, cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except you abide in me. Except we abide in Jesus, our prayer life would be prayerless. We got to have a clean spirit, a righteous spirit, when we come to the Lord in that whole Shandalidihisa and ask the Lord, amen, for something. We got to live and walk up upright before him. Beloved, tonight, you can get what you want if you abide in the word of God. St. John 15, chapter verse 1, says, I am the true vine. And that lets me know, amen, that there is some false vines out there. There is. And understand, I'm the true vine, and my Father is a husband. My Father keeps this vine. My Father protects your prayer. Every branch in me that bears not fruit is taken away. So if you are not bearing the fruit of Jesus, that means, amen, you are not living according to what Jesus has told you. And it is taken away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it. You see, the word of God purges us. It keeps us clean. It keeps us holy. It keeps us living right. Purge me with hyssop and make me whiter than snow. I believe that's what David said. I want to say tonight that if you want your prayers heard, Shada the Bohuta, and you want Jesus to meet your needs, whatever what you're going through with, make sure you are in him. Make sure you are clean. See, you got to abide in him, and he will abide in you. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same will bring forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Think of it, my children. Without Jesus, I don't care how well we know the scripture. I don't care how educated we are. I don't care what kind of degree we have behind us. Without Jesus, without the healer, my God, we can do nothing. If we don't abide in the word, our prayer is fruitless. So as my daughter was saying tonight, prayer. How effective prayer is tonight. The master key of prayer is abiding in Jesus. Hallelujah. If you want your prayers answered, and amen, God knows I want my prayers answered. And amen, that means you have to come with self-denial. Deny yourself. Our flesh want to crave for the things of life. But if you want your prayer answered tonight, you're going to have to deny yourself. This is Dr. Boy, amen, on the air tonight, saying if you want the Lord is to answer your prayer, make sure you are right with him. You are in good standing with him. You can't go to him and you live in any kind of way and expect for him just to answer your prayer. He's got to abide in you, and you got to abide in him. So I open up the amen, this to you, 15 and 10, and say, if you keep my commandments, Ye shall abide in my love if you keep my commandments, if you obey me, if you repent of your sin, walk upright before me, and keep my commandments, you abide in my love. You have the love of Jesus Christ that passes all man understanding. Tonight, amen, we are so elated to be back on the air tonight. But above all tonight, we are here that you may hear the word of God. And if you need to come to Jesus and repent of your sins, this is what this program is all about. Shoto Bohosa. Not by Dr. Moore, amen. The one that is around him. As my daughter says, and I'm so grateful for all of you that is praying for this program and praying for me that I may be able is to give you what thus says the Lord. I'm grateful. Keep praying for me. Let's form an army and let us march against sin. So I'm saying tonight, abide in the word of God. And your prayer will be answered. It can't help from being answered, amen, if you obey him. He can't help from answering your prayer. But now I want you to think about it. If you don't obey him and you want him to do something, he may not speedily answer your prayer. Get right. Get right with him. You want Jesus to do something for you, you must get right with him. You just can't go to him because he's God and ask him, Lord, deliver me, deliver my people. And you are not walking upright with him. It's the Dr. Moore tonight getting ready to open up the lines. Amen, and take your petition along with you to the throne of grace. Listen, prayer is a serious factor tonight. And I want to say, amen, in the hour that we're living in right now, as Sister has says, amen, where somebody, some of us in our comfort zone, look at what's going on in the Middle East. Israel has been attacked. That was a prophecy. She being attacked, think about it. It could be right here in America. It's prayer time. Prayer, it's time for you to lay your foolishness aside and really let us get down to business with the Lord. My God, we open up the prayer. Amen, for each one of you that desire prayer. And at this time, praise the Lord, I want to, amen, give my request. My granddaughter, amen, Kira McMillan, amen, is in the hospital. And her heart rate, amen, is not where it should be. And I'm going to ask you, that can get a prayer through tonight. Remember my granddaughter. That God will fix it. She go, she didn't have one operation this week, and she goes tomorrow to have another operation. She's very weak. And while some of us are smiling, there are other people that's hurting. So be sincere in your prayers. I need your prayers tonight. The Bible said, let us pray one for the other. God bless you. This is Dr. Moore tonight said, let his word abide in you, and you abide in him, and you can ask what you will. And Jesus says, I will do it.
Our first prayer tonight comes from Bishop Stephen Johnson at All Nations. He's on Facebook. And he is praying. First off, he said that he will pray for a cure. So God bless you, Bishop Johnson. But he's also saying he wants prayer that the Lord continues to bless not only his family, his church family, and the ministry, as well as Greater Our Nations as a whole.
Praise the Lord, Bishop. Amen, my brother in the Lord, Hatoshiti Bahasa. My God, my God, my God. We are going to take your petition along with you to the throne of grace tonight. I know you are a man of God. I know you're walking with him. And I just made the statement, if you abide, if his word abides in you, and you abide in him, you can ask him what you will. My God, in the name of Jesus, my God, this man of God that has been standing with you for many years and still standing strong. I'm asking you, oh Lord, to go there and meet the needs of his church, meet the needs of his family. Lord God, knit us together like never before. Let our prayer be answered. My God, as we deny our flesh and walk with you. My God, and as you allow your spirit to minister and inject your power within us, Shotoma, my God, move by your hand. I thank God for my brother right now. I thank God for the fellowship that we've been having throughout the years. My Lord, I thank you for him tonight. Everybody he needs tonight, Lord God, answers. Let it be so in the name of Jesus. Open the doors of Greater All Nation. My God, open the doors, my God, All Nation. Why he presides as the pastor and the bishop, my God, in the name of Jesus. I praise the Lord for you tonight. Keep your faith. Keep your hand in the hand of the Lord tonight. Surely be here, Kanalahasa. The Lord is hearing your prayers right now. Thank you, Bishop. God bless you. We love you. And keep praying for us.
Our next prayer request will come from Facebook again, Sister Keisha. She says, please pray for my right shoulder. She's been having pain all week, Bishop.
God bless you, Sister Keisha. Release your faith in the Lord tonight. I cannot get away from the word of God tonight. Abide in me. And I will abide in you. He said, live with me, and I will live with you. Release your faith tonight. Posheri mohota. By his stripe, we are healed. Touch tonight, Sister Keisha, in the name of Jesus. Hoshana mohosana. By God, I rebuke. Now find that condition in the shoulder right now. Give a release, my God, by the power of Jesus right now. Lord, we claim victory. She praised you, my God, as never before. She served to the best of her ability. And oh, you know the heart. You know her mind. Lord, deal with her right now. And we're going to give you the praise for what you have done and done right now in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. We claim victory for you right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Our next prayer request is coming also from Facebook. It is from Sister Antoinette Washington. She says, I'm praying and I'm asking for prayer for me and my entire family. I'm asking prayer that once I see the specialist about my leg, that they can come up with something else without having no appetite. So right now, Bishop, her leg is not doing as well, and she knows that God can do it. She'd like you to pray that God intercedes for her leg as well as for her entire Lewis family.
My God, Sister Antoinette, right?
Yes.
Amen, Sister Antoinette, tonight. I know you know the Lord has brought you and still bringing you from a mighty, mighty, mighty long way. I know you know it's the hand of the Lord is upon you. Oh, my God, I want to say I thank God for your endurance and your faith in Jesus right now. He have not brought you this far. He's to leave you. And sometimes we don't understand why we go through things. But the Bible says all sickness is not unto death. Some sickness is to glorify our Lord. My God, right now, my sister has been suffering for many years, but she still praise your name. Yes, she did. Let her walk faithful with you right now. Let her draw closer to you right now. In the name of Jesus, my God, touch her body right now. Touch, my God, those legs. In the name of Jesus, let your blood flow as it should be. In Jesus' name right now. There is nothing too hard that you can't do right now. I release my faith with the faith right now. Touch your family, Lord. Yay! Every one of them in the name of Jesus. I uphold them before you right now. My God, draw them closer to you. Cause them to repent of their sins, and we shall give you the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Save them, Lord. Sanctify them, and we thank you for what you have done, and I know you're hearing our prayers right now in Jesus' name. God bless you, my daughter. We love you, and thank you for calling.
Our next one is going to be from Facebook, Missionary Tanika Webb. She's saying, I would like prayer for her son, Bobby, and her grandson, Brenton.
God bless you, Sister Tanika. Let the word of God abide in you, and you abide in the word of God. And then you ask him what you will. Ever what petition you got up before the Lord right now. If you abided in his word, and his word is abiding in you, Adohoshina, ask what you will for Bobby and the rest of your family. My God hears your prayer right now, Adohoshanda. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, open doors for her right now. You know what's going on. And you understand, Lord. Her request tonight. I don't know, but you know, Lord. But work it out, call right now in the name of Jesus. And that son of her, my God, you know how to handle him. You know how to bring him. Oh, Toshina, my God. We bring him to you tonight. We bring him to you tonight. We abide in you. Lord, in you, we abide in your word. You said, ask what we will tonight. So we ask you to fix this problem for her, strengthen her right now, Lord. My God, and let her keep lifting up, holding hand to you. No matter what Satan come against her, let her praise your name. Let deliverance be in that home right now in the name of Jesus. Every demon got to flee by the power of Jesus right now. I claim deliverance for you right now, my sister, in Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Our next Facebook request, and then after this one, we're going to take the ones that are on the radio station.
God bless you tonight.
It's coming from Sister Maya Harris. She's saying, asking for prayer for the family, that there will be peace, love, and unity will abound, and also to pray their strength as they are preparing to lay her grandmother-in-law to rest.
God bless you tonight, Sister Maya. My God, we will pray that God will orchestrate this program. Not the man get any glory, but all praise going to belong to the Lord. We understand the condition, and we understand him in the nature and the power of man. But oh, my God, as we get ready, is to lay our sister to rest. We're going to ask Jesus to administrate. That serve, that total mom. Let flesh be denied in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know. These are your people, but my God, you say my people perish because of lack of knowledge. But there's the one time I'm asking you to, my God, to knit your love and your wisdom among, my God, your peoples right now. Magnus Harris has fought a good fight. She has kept the faith. And oh, we are, if you delay your coming, we are there to give her a good home going. And I'm asking you to strengthen every one of the children, strengthen every one of the grandchildren, and everyone that is related to her and the church family in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for Sister Myra and Brother Eric. My God, work it out for them. And we're going to give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
our first caller on the radio broadcast and the radio station. Caller from 310-637. You are now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hello.
God bless you, Mother Jennings.
God bless you. I'm calling in for prayer.
Mother Jennings, yes, ma'am.
I'm calling in for prayer. I want you to just pray for me and my family.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We're going to take it to the
Lord. Special prayer for June.
We're going to take it to the Lord. Amen. You and the family and your offspring, we're going to take it to the Lord. We're going to take it to Jesus. We can't handle it. We can't fix it ourselves. But Jesus has cast all of your cares upon him, for he cares for us. My God, don't think you alone. And don't think, amen, the Lord has forgotten you. Amen. He's right there. He said, I'll never leave you. Never will I forsake you. No, I'll be with you even unto the end of the world. My God, go there. My God, and the Hoshanada. Bring deliverance to my beloved sister right now. My God, strip it on every hand. My Lord, in the name of Jesus
right now.
Family, Lord, where you don't put the Holy Ghost within the family, Lord. Let that Holy Ghost be stirred up in the name of Jesus. Save those that are unsaved, Lord. My God, I know you're coming back soon. I'm trying to make you the picture for cleaning that house, Lord. My God, that your name may be glorified in Jesus' name right now. Set your mother Jennings, Lord. My God, do a miracle for her. And we're going to give you the praise for her right now. In Jesus' name, thank the Lord. Amen and amen. God bless you, mother.
Thank you. God bless you.
Hush on my. Amen, amen. Jesus.
Caller from 310-991. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore.
Oh, give praise to the Lord, for he's good.
All righty, let's take our next caller. Call back in, 310, if you'd like to get the prayer. Our next caller from 310-508. You are now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Dee. God bless you tonight. Amen, amen.
I'm calling for prayer for myself. I had a little problem with my hip and my legs this tonight. Cold air and arthritis.
Yes, yes, yes. God bless you. I understand that tonight. Praise the Lord, but cast your cares upon him tonight. He knows what you're going through with, my Lord. And he cares about what you're going through with. Bro, that don't make any different tonight. He yet got his arms stretched out among you. He loves you tonight.
Amen.
We thank him for the little aches and pain that we suffer on this side, because it won't be compared with the glory that is on the other side. This old earthly body that we're in right now is a corrupt body. We're going to suffer pain. We're going to go through trials and tribulations, but you don't want to prepare another body for that. We will not suffer pain. My God, we won't ache no more. My Lord, my God, we won't go through no difficult anymore. You get ready to put us in a glorified body. Keep my deacon, Lord. Keep it, Lord. Let it praise you for everything that, my God, come around him. Everything that hit him, Lord, let it say, thank you, Jesus. It could be worse, Lord. My God, go help him tonight. Help him tonight. Strengthen him tonight. Open his eyes with wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Let him glorify your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As you went to the cross, you said, Father, it's not my will, but let thy will be done. On the crowns on your head. My God, they tried to disfigure you, but you said, thou will be done. Oh, let my deacon have that spirit tonight, and we're going to give you the praise, and we give you the glory for what you have done. Lift this holy family up. Lift that family up, Lord. Lift that family up, Lord. I don't care what the devil has said. I don't care what the devil has done. Lift that family up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The word and prayer of the righteous prevail as much. We claim it victory for you right now, deacon, in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you for calling us tonight.
Amen. God bless, Bishop.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
God bless you. Caller from 562-417. You are now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller. 562-417, you're live on the air with Dr. Moore. All righty, we'll take our next caller. Caller from 949-528, you're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller. Area code 949-528, you're live on the air.
Get back on that number, praise the Lord. Make your call, amen. Don't let the devil cheat you tonight. God got a blessing in store for you. He got healing. He got victory for you. Get on that phone tonight. My God, while the Spirit of God is moving rapidly in the building tonight. God bless you. We're waiting on your call.
All righty. On our Facebook chapter now, we do have Minister Harper. She is asking prayer for all of Israel tonight, Bishop.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Listen, Israel, in her time of crisis, if we don't realize it, when Israel is in trouble, she's urging the Messiah to come. The world will never be what it has been if Israel go in a full-fledged war. The whole world is going into a war. So let us not take it lightly, whether you understand the nature of Israel or not. Hallelujah. I pray tonight, amen, we bring Israel as a whole before you tonight, Jesus. And I know you done brought us through many terrible times and through many discomfortable. And I know they have rejected you, Abba Hoshanda. But Lord God, you are so merciful. You know their heart. And Paul said, all Israel shall be saved, even if they might have to go through many tragedies, many deaths. You're going to save them. Let the right decision be made. As, my God, we see the missiles are being shot, as we've seen bodies on the street, little children, women, men, boys, and girls being killed, have mercy upon us right now. Cover them under your blood, Lord. Oh, Jesus. I know, amen, it could be all over the earth. It don't seem to be realistic in 2023. Look like we're more intelligent. Look like we understand life better. Lord, we're so foolish. You said these things shall be, and they must come to pass. But continue to cover money your blood. Cover every nation under your blood. We don't want war, Lord. We want peace. But because of man disobedient, we're going to have war. But Jesus said, see that your heart be not troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mentioned. If it was not so, I wouldn't have told you. But I go away to prepare a place for you. That where I am, there you may be also. We speak, my God, your authority upon Israel. Not only upon Israel, all of those peoples are your peoples. You said you are not willing that any should perish, but all come to eternal life. We claim in victory and deliverance for your peoples in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank the Lord. Abide in me. Abide in me tonight. And I will abide in you, and you shall ask what you will. Come on. You can move God tonight. You can move God tonight through prayer. Oh, praise the Lord tonight. I said you can move him through prayer tonight. This is Dr. Moore. Amen. Amen. Here. Amen. Tonight. Taking your request along with you to the throne of grace. We got another caller.
This is Bishop from TikTok. This person, their name on TikTok is the Blessed One, and their prayer request is that people will stop playing with the Word of God and that they'll be serious with God's Word.
God bless you, my brother, our sister, amen, ever who it may be. I totally touch and agree with you. It is no time, it never has been a time, to play with God's Word. God is a serious God. We live in, amen, in perilous times. Now I know we're going to be hated by all nations for his name's sake. My brother or my sister tonight, stand firm in Jesus. Stand firm on the Word of God. No matter what your difficulty you may run into, stand on the Word of God. He said, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world have, but my peace I leave with you. Oh, that passes all man understand. Stand on the Word. Keep on delivering the power of Jesus tonight. And we're going to pray, amen, that God's going to show man, amen, that he's not playing. He's real. It's going to be just some man regret, but amen. Man must hear the Word of God. Thank you tonight, amen, for calling. Oh, praise the Lord. What a day and what an hour we living in now. What an opportunity, amen, that God has given us tonight that we can go through the throne of grace. We don't need no mediator. You can talk to Jesus yourself tonight. You can ask him what you will. And I tell you, amen, he'll do it tonight. I'm just stuck on that verse, amen. Verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask, he said, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. But you got to keep on asking. If you don't get, amen, what you want from the Lord right now, don't let that deter you. Don't let that, amen, make you think that God didn't hear your prayer. Keep on asking. God doesn't hurt you. But you got to have the faith. You got to be persistent. Amen, that God is going to answer your prayer. And it shall be done unto you. If you keep on, amen, it's going to be done unto you. Wherein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciple. If you're going to be the disciple of the Lord, bear some fruit. Bear some truth. Bear some righteous understanding. Bear some love. Bear some peace. Jesus said, by this all men shall know that you are my disciples if you have what? Love one for the other. Thank God tonight. God so loved the world. I'm talking to you in all ethnic groups tonight. Whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you're Hispanic, whether you're Chinese, Portuguese, whatever race you may be, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever, I'm talking about if you can just believe, if you can produce faith tonight, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. But I'm going to tell you, amen, if you don't believe in Jesus, you're going to perish. You're going to perish and going to be like the rich man. In hell, you're going to lift up your eyes. My God, we have a caller.
Caller from 310-991. You are now live on the air at Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hi, Bishop. This is Sister Webb. I was calling for prayer for my dad. His feet are really, really swollen. and he didn't feel the greatest today, so I'm asking prayer for him.
Thank you, Sister Webb. Tonight we will take that petition right now along with you, amen, to the throne of grace. Lord God, thy servant that has been faithful to you for many years and still is faithful to you right now, serving you to the best of his ability and knowledge. He speaks, or should he be? My God, it's swollen tonight. Go there and purify the blood. Ain't nothing too hard you can't do. Lord, release him out of that misery and the pain that he's going through with. Nobody knows the discomfort of him that he's going through with now. I thank you, Lord God, for his daughter calling in tonight. Superintendent Moore, oh, Lord, you have brought him, you have delivered him, and you still delivered him in the name of Jesus, and he's standing in your word and upon your word, and we take authority over that condition right now. Swelling, be gone in the name of Jesus. Swelling, go down in the name of Jesus. Oh, we walk by faith and not by sight. I believe Jesus. I know the power of the Holy Ghost. I know what Jesus can do. We release our faith upon him and with him right now. And for all of those that are praying with him, let us touch and agree in Jesus' name. My God, let that sweating be reduced. We claim his victory. We claim his deliverance right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, my daughter, for calling.
Thank you, Bishop.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Oh, hallelujah. The Holy Ghost tonight. God bless you.
From Facebook, Deacon Eric Harris, he's asking for prayer for God to strengthen his body, his mind, and spirit.
God bless you tonight, Deacon. Ask, and it shall be given according to the word of God. For your body, that God will rejuvenate your body. He knows, amen, what you're going through with. He knows your body because he made your body. Your mind. As I teach you and tell you, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. When Christ came up on Jesus, when he was walking up on earth, he turned his face to his maker and asked the Lord to strengthen him. In our weakness, the Lord strength makes us perfect. Touch in the name of Jesus. Go through and touch mind, soul, and body in Jesus' name right now. Yeah, call on him, Ohocha. My God, take the pressure off his mind. My God, let him relax in you, Lord. All things are possible to him that believes. We take your authority over this condition. Out of his now. Let him rest in peace tonight. Strengthen him right now, Lord. Don't let him worry. Under pressure tonight. I can feel it. My God, under pressure. My God, relax his mind. Relax his heart tonight. We can't change one strand of hair on our head. You don't want us to worry tonight, but you want us to trust you. Trust in the Lord with all of thine heart, my son, and lean not to thine own understanding. God will give you rest. Thank you. For calling tonight. God bless you. Amen tonight. Amen. Our time is, hallelujah. It's about to run out from us tonight. But I want to let you know tonight, amen. The word of God says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And I have ordained you that you shall go and bring forward fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of a Father in my name, he will give it unto you. Ever what you do in words, or ever what you do in deed, do it in the name of Jesus. The power is in the name of Jesus. If you want Satan to get off of your back, go to calling on the name of Jesus. If you want your healing, call on the name of Jesus. You want your marriage to get right, call on the name of Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus. My God, my God, tonight, we are so glad. My God, we're so happy tonight and related to the word of God tonight. Amen, because the Lord is good. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together, for he's worthy to be praised. Everybody out there in radio land, give the Lord a shout tonight. You're worthy to be praised. You want your deliverance tonight, shout. Say your word is to be praised. Shoulder to me, he said. I feel the shackles, my God, coming off of people. You worthy to be praised tonight. Give God the glory. No matter what you're going through with right now, he knows what you're going through. He made you, my God, and he is going to be the source of your life. My God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, keep your people tonight. Keep your Lord. Keep them. Let us be obedient to your word, Lord. Give us a turnaround in life. My Lord, let us see more righteousness prevail. You say the labors is the righteous. The labors is few. Go pray to send labors into the vineyard. My God, the labors are, the harvest is ripe, but the labors is out there few. We praying that God will send labors into the vineyard. Again, amen. This is Dr. Moore saying, God bless you tonight in many of your land. Amen. If the Lord today is coming, we will be back on next Wednesday night is to take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace. So, amen. Let us continue is to pray one for another. Remember my granddaughter, amen, in prayer tonight. Kira McMillan tonight. She's going to have an operation tomorrow, but pray God will take her through tonight. My God, we're giving God the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Until, praise the Lord, next, we say good night and God bless you.
God bless everybody. Bye-bye.